WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Some legends are told, some turn to dust or to gold, but you will remember me. Remember me for centuries. Just one mistake is all it will take. We'll go down in history. Remember me for centuries.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, please check out the fine folks over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And, you know, just have fun with that. And if you have a second, and you know, you happen to have Twitch Prime, you'd like to use your free subscription here, well, just click the little purple button up the top of the technology screens and feel free to use your free sub. If not, that's fine too. But if you just happen to be in a giving mood, you can also go over to twitch.tv/LindsWard, where we're streaming as well, by the way, and follow the channel. Just click that little purple heart so we can get more followers, because that's always good. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman Sorokin.
So you mean we're actually streaming at twitch.tv/LindsWard right now?
We are.
Wow.
We're live.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I got the fancy thing. Might as well use the fancy thing, right?
Wow. We're streaming everywhere. But make sure you're right here at twitch.tv/LindsWard for all the fancy stuff and whatever. I don't know. Yep. Okay. Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, @RackRadioShow, @LindsWard, and do the thing. You know, whenever you really want a pistachio nut and you can't open the shell, it's a pain in the ass. And it's always the last one, too.
You need a nutcracker, dude.
But you don't need a nutcracker for a pistachio.
You always need a nutcracker, Chad.
No, you really don't. Because the technique is you take when you open one of them, you should have a shell. You take the shell and you wedge it through, but sometimes it just doesn't work.
Oh, you need nails. That's what you need. Nails.
I don't have nails.
You could get them.
I know. I could probably order them on Amazon Prime, which then you can link to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by hitting the purple rectangular button above the screen.
You just had to squish it.
Because who wants to go to a store these days? I mean,
oh my God, 2020, or at least March 2020, the month that the world went on hold. Sweet baby Jesus.
But we're here, we're live, we're doing the thing. Hey, I got it open.
Woo!
Woohoo, finally. It's been working since the intro.
All right.
So it's been a process.
He's been working his nuts since the intro, chat.
It's very satisfying.
Glad it's satisfying for you. Anyway, let's jump into the news. Brought to our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211, and we have a lot to unpack because a lot happened today. Just today.
Okay.
Never mind that, you know, there's been stuff going on for a week now.
No, a lot has happened in the week. We need to talk about the biggest story of them all. Lana is a new Bruce Willis movie that she's currently filming. That is the biggest story you'll hear from us tonight. Lana. Lana is in the new Bruce Willis movie. There's nothing that will top that. Lana is in the new Bruce Willis movie.
Except that WrestleMania may be moving ahead. We should probably talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, no. But it's Lana in a movie. Like,
I agree. It's Lana in a movie, and she will be ravishing, but there's bigger concerns going on than Lana being in a movie.
Is there, though? Is there really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. We got to talk about it. So today was the day of postponements, of cancellations, of suspensions in terms of sports and entertainment and all things due to the coronavirus. Pretty much every sports medium, with the exception of pro wrestling, is going on hold or is ending the season altogether, depending on where they are in their season. WWE has indicated that they are going to go ahead and they are going to continue to do shows. SmackDown is being moved to the PC. They were shut down in Detroit, and so they are moving to Florida for that. There is no word on Raw or any of the other subsequent shows. So just like stay tuned to WWE's Twitter to see what's going on with that.
It's a day by day situation. Hour by hour, day by day, you know, you name it. It's very fluid. So WWE has canceled or moved SmackDown to the PC. The weekend house shows, they're still very fluid, depending on the location.
Yeah, if you are planning to go to WWE in the next month to 6 weeks, pay very close attention to their Twitter, to their website, because they are informing people and updating people in terms of what they're doing with the shows. There's no word on if they're compensating anybody for shows that are being moved or canceled.
Everyone will get a refund or a ticket to a future date. It appears that is the appropriate. That's what they do with a postponement of show. You can either get the refund, which will take a minute, or you can use it to go to a future show. It will all depend on your local area, because local areas in major cities are having their own restrictions. Philadelphia has restrictions, Atlanta has restrictions, New York has restrictions. So the big house show in Madison Square Garden, that'll be put on hold, where DX was returning and all that fun stuff. That's on hold, most likely. So it depends on your area. When it comes to WrestleMania, that is up in the air. It's still a go as of today.
Yeah. Vince McMahon.
They all met. They went, here's what we got to do. Here's what we're planning. And they were like, we don't have to think about events that far out yet. We're worrying about today, tomorrow, and going forward, take it day by day. Because let's talk about WrestleMania. It's a big money thing.
Yeah, Tampa does not want to lose WrestleMania. They bid to get it. They've been waiting all year for it. It is a huge economic boom to whatever city it goes to. And so they are trying to work with WWE in any way that they can to keep WrestleMania going. Also, time is on their side. Like you said, it's essentially 3 weeks away. We don't know where we're going to be at in 3 weeks. This could have all blown over in that time. We could be exactly the same, which I sincerely hope not. Or it could be worse, which I definitely sincerely hope it's not worse. I would hope that by this point it's all blown over and everything kind of goes back to normal and we're all fine.
Because here's how it goes. You look at the NBA. And we saw how that all trickled out. They were going to hold games without people. Then Rudy Gobert got the coronavirus. And then subsequently they canceled the game. And then the season is suspended, which led to the NHL and MLB MLB has canceled, suspended spring training and postponed the start of regular season by 2 weeks. So that would be, in theory, a week after WrestleMania. Would be when they would start. So just because they're starting, I think, the last weekend in March, I believe, was the original start date. All right. So that's a week after WrestleMania. So it's like MLB is going to be moving forward at that by that point, just about. Give or take. MLS and a variety of other sports leagues, including the XFL. So we'll have our final, sadly, we even had new production last week for the segment. XFL.
I know, I'm so sad.
XFL update. That has been suspended, and that won't return this season because they're based on television. They had a television market. They had a television window with the networks, and they can't adjust it because it doesn't work for those networks. That's where that goes from.
Yeah.
Going back to WrestleMania and WWE, they're a weekly episodic television show. It's different than sports. They like classify them as sports at points, but sports can be delayed. Episodic television, when it's live weekly, is hard to delay. You can delay a week, but you can't delay the end goal. Like, your product is shifted towards WrestleMania. That's where you're geared up to. So whether it happens in Tampa or not in Tampa, WrestleMania's happening. I would give it a 74% chance of it happening in some fashion.
The best case scenario is it goes ahead as planned. Everybody gets to attend and they have that awesome crowd that they always have. The middle ground is they go ahead and run the show. There are no fans in attendance. It is what it is. And they go ahead and they allow the wrestlers to compete. And obviously the worst case is the show is canceled. I think, like I said, Tampa's trying to do everything to keep it. WWE is trying to, I think, do everything to keep it going. Because, like you said, it's episodic television. Every storyline they have is building to WrestleMania. It's set to all trigger on that Sunday night. And if you cancel that show or you postpone that show, what are you supposed to do?
Say you delay it a week or two, that's fine. You can change it a week or two. You can push WrestleMania back to the 19th. Because you can't do it Easter. You can do it on the 19th. You can wait it out.
WrestleMania on Easter, though? That'd be awesome.
It'd be different. It'd be weird. It could happen.
They could wear bunny ears.
But you could push it. Like, you can push it 2 weeks. That's fine. You can't push it 2 months.
No, you can't. You just can't. And that's the problem. And I, you know, even if they have to do WrestleMania in the PC with no crowd, I think that's what they're planning to do. That would be, I'm sure they would hate that. I'm sure we would all hate that because it would be like the most scuffed WrestleMania ever. But they're going to make sure it happens. Like, I would almost be interested to know if one of the contingency plans is that they're going to pre-record some of the matches. Bring people in and you pre-record the show without an audience just in case. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if that's not being discussed. And then you just air the tape version of WrestleMania. So it happens. You get the payoff of all the storylines, but the wrestlers aren't live. It wouldn't be the first time that's happened in terms of a tape show being aired, but that might be a possibility too. What's saving WWE's bacon is that none of their performers, none of their staff, nobody has tested positive so far, which is a blessing in disguise for them, given how much they travel.
Right, and limiting their travel right now is the best course of action. So if you're limiting them to just coming to the PC, and that's your own sterile environment, that's fine. Because you can put them up in housing, in hotels, in that area, for however long. It may suck for them, and they may not want to do it. But it's something that can be done. If they want to travel, then that's on the wrestler themselves. Going to transition, we're going to swing it right back to WrestleMania in a second. AEW.
I want to answer Matt's question real quick in the chat. Stadiums aren't just empty, but in this instance, I think they'll do what they can to move the booking if they have to postpone it. I think people, all buildings, all conventions, everything like that, people are working with each other to try to make things happen, especially if they have to be postponed per the government, to make sure that the event still happens, because that's revenue for the building. And right now, with everything being canceled or postponed, these buildings are not making any money. They're just sitting there vacant. So I'm sure the football stadium would love to work with WWE to make sure that WrestleMania does in fact happen.
Seeing as it's a football stadium and it's not being currently used, they'll be okay probably working with the date. Switching to AEW really quick, because they're postponing shows as well. They're moving their show that was scheduled for this coming Wednesday that was going to be in Rochester, New York, home of somebody. Don't know who. Luke Harper. That is postponed. That has been moved to Jacksonville. That'll take place at the Daly's place where they had Fyter Fest and an event earlier this year. That is Tony Khan's building. So they're working there. I don't know. So that's been postponed. Blood and Guts, the following week's TV taping, has been postponed, has been shifted. Location to be determined. they're restricting fan attendance, is the phrase I think it was they were using for them, for the AEW shows. Yeah, restricted attendance policy is what they're doing. So that's what they're doing. So it's like they're taking advantage. They're not taking advantage. They're adjusting to the situation. Ring of Honor has canceled this weekend shows, including their 18th anniversary show. So there's cancellation there. AEW and WWE are in tough spots because they're episodic live television. AEW is in a tough spot because they're brand new and they're starting to ride momentum. You know what I mean? They're starting to chug along. WWE's been at this for a long time. They know they have a television studio in a sense they can work out of. AEW does not. So they're in a little bit of a tougher situation.
But at the same time, if you need to, again, pre-tape shows and just give them to TNT to air, that is a possibility because Tony Khan does have a building, and worst case, there is the Jaguar Stadium that I'm sure they would be allowed to use if they asked very, very nicely.
Right, but
so,
you put them in the Daily's place, and you can tape TV 1, 2, 3 weeks out and just have it restricted fan access, and you go for it. So there you go. So that's
everything that's fit to print. Obviously, we're going to keep an eye on this. I think everybody's keeping an eye on this, especially for WrestleMania. Because realistically, WWE has to let people know no later than that Monday before Mania, because that's when people are going to start traveling or getting ready to travel. And so they have to let people know so they can adjust their plans accordingly. It may even be early as that Friday before the Friday before WrestleMania, so 2 weeks out. So they have an absolute date coming up real, real quickly, and so I'm sure they're keeping their finger on the pulse of this, just like everybody else.
It's like as I mentioned, it's a very fluid situation. Like, there's a lot of overreaction, but that's okay. Everyone's taking the steps to overreact so they can contain it. So you get the overreaction out of the way today, tomorrow, this week, and then you let it settle. And see where it is. Canceling everything. Let's just slow it down. Like the sports, like, we're gonna just stop it. Okay, here's where we are. So you get no more questions. Now you can adjust. I think the NBA is on a 30-day hiatus or suspended season. I think they'll come back and reevaluate in 30 days. So it's like there's wiggle room to play with for other things to happen. It's just a tough situation, and you're gonna see a lot of cancellations from all Disneyland's shutting down. You know that's bad when Disneyland shutting down.
Oh my god, when Disney shuts down. It's not just Disneyland, it's Disney World, it's the cruises. Multiple cruise lines, including Princess and Viking, are suspending voyages until like May. I know Princess is May 10th, and for any active cruises that they have going on, they're basically going to find the most convenient port for people. They're going to take them off the ships, and they're going to send them home. And then they're going to take the ships and probably sterilize and clean the hell out of them. I mean, I am in agreement. It is an overreaction, but it is a necessary overreaction to prevent this from spreading. Because here in the States, the cases are relatively low, and by overreacting, by having people go home, by having people not go to events, even though there is a certain level of risk, you're minimizing the amount of cases that you have in the United States, and that buys, and the rest of the world too, because we're not the only ones that are doing this. Everywhere else in the world, this is happening. This is buying doctors time to research this virus, to figure out what it is, and to figure out how to kill it. And the more time we can buy them to come up with a cure with it, for it, or come up with a vaccine for it, the better. Because the last thing you want is like for us to carry on normal, and this turns into the Black Plague, which I think a lot of people are afraid of, and then hospitals and doctors and everything are overrun, and medical supplies are gone. Kind of like toilet paper. By the way, to all you people that are hoarding toilet paper, you're rude. You're just rude.
One quick update. The house shows in Youngstown, Ohio, and Toronto for this weekend have been postponed for WWE.
Yeah. Okay.
That just came out. So.
Okay. There you go.
So we're moving. Again, fluid situation. Things are changing.
Watch the socials. Just pay attention. Everybody just take care and be careful during this. And try to enjoy as best you can, because there's going to be nothing on.
There's going to be plenty of on. You can just come to twitch.tv/WTA Live, twitch.tv/LensWord. People stream. You can go check out things on Twitch. And if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. just by hitting that purple rectangular button above the screen.
Ding! Moving on to more happy news.
Hint.
Good. It's Boots the Ass's time.
Matt, for your 8-month subscription to twitch.tv/WTRLive. Thank you for subscribing to the movement. See, he heard me when I said you can subscribe. You got the hint. Good job.
Way to go, Matt. Way to go. So moving on to some happier news, because we've been talking about the NFL a little bit, which, by the way, they are in talks of suspending their training camps, but nothing out about that yet, because they aren't quite in camp yet.
Training camps in July. We're far away from it, but it's like the workouts and the pro camps where they have to go scout talent. That's all up in the air at the moment.
Yeah. But speaking of the NFL, a superstar of the NFL is trading in his cleats for wrestling boots. That's right, guys. Gronk, Rob Gronkowski has signed with WWE, and I believe he will be on SmackDown this Friday.
On the 20th.
Or on the 20th.
That is the plan, to have him appear on the 20th and appear at WrestleMania in some capacity. He will not be wrestling at WrestleMania.
Yeah, he's not trying to wrestle, but he will be there. He will be a featured attraction. He will probably make Mojo Rawley relevant again. So there's that.
With SummerSlam being in Boston, boy, that sounds like a good place to debut him for his first real match.
I mean, it's not a bad place.
Or a big time match for him would be in Boston. Just saying.
Just pointing that out. Spear. Oh, God. He could be the new Goldberg.
Oh, God. No, just give him the pounds. That'd be fine. Just have him run over people.
Oh, my God. No, that's Keith Lee's move. He can't have that. Nobody does it better than Keith Lee. Nobody. Keith Lee, sends people into the 19th row with
it. It's Monty Brown's move.
I know it's Monty Brown's move, but it hasn't been Monty Brown's move since 2004. Or whenever the heck he retired. It hasn't been Monty Brown's move in years. Anyway, other happy news, which should delight wrestling fans to no end, because at long last, Davey Boy Smith, a.k.a. the British Bulldog, is going into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he is. So congratulations to the British Bulldog. He'll be inducted by his son at the Hall of Fame.
So congratulations to him. Congratulations to the entire Smith family. Smith Hart.
However you want to...
I don't know. Congratulations to the fam.
Congratulations to that entire family. If you want to hear more about it, check out Corey Graves' podcast.
There you go. Also, WWE 2K20 has announced another Originals Empire of Tomorrow will release tomorrow.
Yeah, it will release on Friday. There's going to be, let's see, because there wasn't much to give. There's going to be high-tech objects and loads of new superstar parts, two futuristic arenas, a new technological showcase where the evil authority Megacorp hunts down rogue hackers, 8 new playable characters, including Hacker Asuka, Chairwoman Bliss, N14 Jax, Hacker Johnny Gargano, Cyber Naomi, and more. So it's a whole neon world, Empire of Tomorrow. Coming to WWE 2K Originals, the final WWE 2K Original to be released.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, so definitely check that out.
There may be a stream of it.
There could be a stream.
I mean, there's nothing else to do.
Right? Yeah, expect, weekend streams from both of us, because there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Except play Fortnite. So I may actually go into creative and just build and stream me building while we hang out and chat. So look forward to that. And last but certainly not least, in terms of the regular news before we get to the Blame Brents, Triple H got an upgrade, y'all. He has a brand new fancy schmancy title.
He is the Executive Vice President of Global Talent Strategy and Development. He's been in that position since last month. He used to be the head of talent and creative. He is now Global Talent Strategy and Development.
So congratulations to him.
The Iron Sheik is in the Hall of Fame. I believe Jim Duggan is in the Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, Jim Duggan went in...
Atlanta?
Years... Yeah,
no, it wasn't Atlanta.
It was shortly after that.
Yeah, so they're both in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah, Iron Sheik is very proud of the fact that he's in the Hall of Fame, so please don't say he's not, because he'll get mad at you. All right, let's do the Blame Brents.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping, It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So, in a bad, bad turn of events, Razor has a suspected torn bicep.
Hashtag blame Brent.
It's not determined yet if it is in fact torn or if he's missing any time, but that definitely puts a crimp in AOP's plans to be the backup for Seth Rollins. And poor Razor. Somebody sent me a message. AOP just can't catch a break. I mean, they really, really can't. Like, they did so well in NXT, and then they came up to the main roster, and they have had nothing but bad luck since they came up to the main roster. So I feel for him. I hope it's not torn. I hope he can at least appear on TV, even if he's not beating people up. But I don't know if that's the case. And it'll look a little awkward if it's just Akam. So we'll have to see how that goes for them. And if they find Rollins somebody else, I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think they'll let Razor and Akam continue on, or do you think they're going to get replaced? Waiting for Twitch to catch up? Waiting for it? Waiting for it? While we wait for it, let's play the XFL bumper. Well, chat, we're getting no clues. We're getting possibles. So we'll have to see with the AOP. But yes, unfortunately, due to things that are happening, the XFL season has concluded, which makes me really, really sad because I was enjoying the crap out of it. And it's ended about the halfway point. So your final games saw the Houston Roughnecks defeat the Seattle Dragons in a rather competitive game, 32-23. You saw the Guardians absolutely destroy the Renegades, 30-12. The DC Defenders are back, or they were back. They handed Seattle a very decided loss, 15-6.
When they're at home, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're a great home team. They need to learn how to trap, which they can't do right now.
But it's okay. They rebounded. That's all that matters.
They rebounded, and then the LA Wildcats, in a very competitive game, defeated the Tampa Bay Vipers 41-34. So the way that the season ends is, I believe, technically the Roughnecks are the winners of the season championship by default.
I don't know.
Even though that's nowhere close to official, but they were undefeated. They were the only undefeated team to finish the season. So I think by default they're number one. And then everybody, I think, just sorts out after that. Unfortunately, that's it. It's done. It's over till 2021. The XFL, like we said before, is committed to coming back for a second season. And hopefully we get a full season. And hopefully people learn how to play football in the interim. And I think they will, because now they can go back and practice. And they can look at more players, because the NFL draft is coming up. And they can take kind of who's left. And they can reassess, because I think the teams didn't really have enough time to gel and bond, and a lot of them were starting to. And that's what really stinks about this, is like Tampa Bay was finally starting to get their mojo, right? Houston was on fire. They couldn't be stopped. New York was starting to figure it out. St. Louis had it figured out. Although Seattle kind of had their stuff together. Kind of. There's a little adjustments that need to be made here and there. But overall, a very fun, very good season, and here's to 2021 for the XFL. So, NXT?
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
And yeah, Matt, most of the players are looking to make the NFL. That's kind of the whole point of the league, is to be a sort of farm system, even though the NFL has one. But this gets guys off the practice squad. This gets them on the field. This lets them showcase their talents. Case in point, the guys in Houston that are just absolutely killing it right now. Cam Phillips and I forget their quarterback's name. I'm so sorry. But those two are just beyond talented. And I would expect to see them in the NFL relatively quickly. Yeah, the Roughnecks quarterback should be giving the Texans quarterback a lesson. I would not be the least bit surprised if he doesn't get looked at. And if he doesn't end up on an NFL team again, he's just so talented. And just wherever he goes, please send Cam Phillips with him. please send them together because that is a dynamite duo and they should always be together.
So let's talk about the new norm. WWE from the Performance Center.
Honestly, I didn't mind this. I wasn't offended by this at all.
Who knew for a one night only thing they would be back again on Friday, but here we are. But they were here for Wednesday night's NXT. Yeah, the title match to open the show was North American Championship. Cameron Grimes taking you on the champion, Keith Lee.
I still want to know more about Cameron Grimes. If I could get an explanation at some point, that would be wonderful. But in no surprise to anybody, Keith Lee won.
It's a good match.
And, yeah, it was good. It was a competitive, fun match.
Good fun match. We had a number one contenders match for a qualifying spot. A qualifying match for the number one contendership to get into the ladder match. Dakota Kai versus Mia Yim. I was surprised Mia Yim won.
I'm not?
I thought they would put Dakota and then Tegan in the ladder match.
No, I think they're trying to split them apart for a little bit. I think they're trying to let that cool down just a tad.
So I was a little surprised that, especially since Dakota was winning, stopping her momentum here.
I think she'll get it back.
She'll get it back. It was just a little surprising. That's all.
I don't think you can have Mia Yim lose again and her still considered a threat. Mm-hmm. Plus, you have Mia get a little comeuppance on Dakota and it's fine because you can always heat that back up later if you want.
Yeah, you can. We had Kushida take on Raul Mendoza. Kushida got the win, but the bigger story is Raul Mendoza was sort of...
Somewhat absconded with Raul Mendoza. Men in gold masks. Los Conquistadors strike again. I'm a little confused. I'm very confused, actually. I'm not sure what this is supposed to be, if they're making fun of a certain order that may or may not be dark.
No, I think they're creating a new group with another Mexican star they're bringing in. So I think they're going to repackage him under the mask, and they'll be a tag team, maybe?
We'll have to see. It's very confusing, though, that they just, like, walked off with him. Just like, okay, we're just going to take him now. Bye!
Also on the show, as mentioned, Tegan Nox qualified for Tampa.
You would assume, go her.
You would assume Tampa take over Tampa.
By the way, at some point, I would very much like Tegan Nox versus Deonna Purrazzo in a full-on, like, knockdown, drag-out match. I mean, we kind of got it here a little bit, but I want to see a full feud between those two and see what they can really do.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing.
The Broserweights took on Undisputed Era for the NXT Tag Team titles. Broserweights okay. Retained, but you had some help from Zach Gibson and James Drake.
I am really appreciating that the Grizzled Young Veterans are showing up to beat downs in suits. Like, it's actually making me like them because they are so well-dressed when they come to kick somebody's butt. So, well done to them. Can we just talk about the TikTok from Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne where they did the lights off challenge or whatever it's called?
Oh god, that was so cringy.
I don't even know what to think of that. For what you don't... If you guys don't know what the challenge is, essentially, is you take like a video of yourself and a second person, and you're doing something, and then you turn on the lights, and you change places, and sometimes clothes, and whatever, and then you flip the light back on, and then you guys are doing the opposite of what the other was doing. That's basically what Riddle and Dunne were doing here, except they swapped gear. And I can't unsee Matt Riddle in Pete Dunne's gear. I just can't unsee it. I don't even know what to think of it. It's just, it's interesting. But that being said, they're gelling. Our favorite odd couple rolls on and rolls right on past Undisputed Era and towards potentially the Grizzled Young Veterans.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool. Finn Balor is headed to NXT UK.
Is he? I mean, is he?
Yes. Yes, he is. When do I? He appeared on NXT UK TV today and took on Alexander Wolfe.
There you go. By the way, nice to see Alexander Wolfe is feeling better.
Yeah.
After his unfortunateness at War Games.
Yeah, it's been a few months, so he's good. Or Worlds Collide, it was.
Was it Worlds Collide? Okay. Yeah. But it was in the War Games match.
No, it was Worlds Collide.
No.
It was the Worlds Collide match between Undisputed Era and Imperium.
That's right. I get those. I don't know why I get those confused, but I get those confused.
NXT Women's Champion Rhea Ripley came out. She talked about Charlotte having to come up with a better game plan to out-psyching Rhea. Rhea says she doesn't feel the pressure of the biggest match of her career and said knocking the queen off on her royal ask gets her through this pressure. Charlotte returned to the Performance Center. Charlotte, she made here. She made the Performance Center. And everyone was chanting, go back to Raw, go back to Raw, go back to Raw. Rhea said this, Charlotte is too much for this is too much for Ripley to handle. Charlotte got in the ring. They both started jawjacking, and then they went right at each other. We had a brawl, which ended up with Charlotte being put in the Charlotte putting Rhea Ripley in the figure four around the ring post, doing damage to the knee of Rhea Ripley.
Thank you, Charlotte, for coming appropriately dressed.
She wore pants.
And these really, really, really kick-ass boots. I mean, these were nice boots. She looks so much better here. Not that she looked bad on Raw, but just the dress was like, why would you come to a beatdown in a dress? Why? Why would you do that? I know the women did it in the past, but I think that it's because they were required to. I don't know why you would ever wear a dress to a beatdown, because that just spells trouble for everybody. So, love the outfit. Charlotte looked like a boss. Rhea looked good. I can't wait to see this match. I honestly can't wait to see it. And what I mean by that is I can't wait to see Rhea Ripley beat the crap out of Charlotte. No offense.
Eventually. At some location, at some point, that is full of a mania.
Maybe. At some point, maybe.
It'll happen at some point, maybe, eventually, in a place with a lot of mania going on.
Yep.
Time and date to be determined. But things are heating up. Tommaso Ciampa came to the ring. He knows Johnny is in the back and signed for Gargano to live on his promise. Gargano appeared on a big screen. He's sitting in the boardroom. He's talking. He talked out Ciampa's the worst person, being the worst person in NXT history. He talked about how he was a terrible person before and was still a terrible person now. Ciampa then found Gargano, and then they just started brawling around the performance center. We had brawls in the hallways where the posters got pulled down. We were in the medical area. We had crutches broken, gym supplies being rammed into. We had Ciampa go through a glass window, which was painful. We had weights involved.
We essentially got a full tour of the WWE Performance Center. And
Ciampa broke a glass mirror in the gym.
There was a door broken. There was a laptop broken.
Mm-hmm. Poor laptop. Then they made up to the, they made it back into the arena area, and they were up on top of the platform, the area. And then they started brawling, and oh god, they were both like teasing, throwing the other off. The referee got knocked down, and then Ciampa was like, screw it. And he did the air raid crash off the top of the platform thing through the announce table to close the show.
My favorite part about this was afterwards, William Regal gets on Twitter and he's like, I'm going to deal with this privately. And I'm sitting here reading this going, no, 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 don't deal with this privately. Deal with it publicly and film it. Because I really almost want to see, like, Tommaso and Johnny get handed a broom and a dustbuster. And, like, Regal standing in between them as they're, like, on opposite sides of the PC cleaning up their mess. And, like, at one point, Johnny goes for Tommaso, or Tommaso goes for Johnny, and Regal's got to break it up. Like, I need that in my life. And I'm not going to get it, and I'm very sad about that.
It's like they're being punished at school or something. They're in detention.
They should be. They should be put in detention. Like, that should be a thing.
NXT detention with William Regal.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. It's not the greatest one I've ever had, but just for good quality TV, I need that.
I don't disagree with you on that one. Not at all. That's NXT.
That's NXT. So, all right, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Elimination Chamber, which happened this past Sunday on the WWE Network. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. I just follow your sin. You can't just follow my smile. All of your flaws are aligned with this mood of mine. Cutting me to the bone. Nothing left to leave behind. You ought to keep it concealed. Just like I was a weapon. I didn't come for a fight, but I will fight till the end. And this one might be a battle. Might not turn out okay. You know you look so
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights, we decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-Rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Greater Than Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night's
event.
CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight to Houston, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You're engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh.
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
Hashtag ad, hashtag ad, my partner.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree, and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rap Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second and you happen to have Twitch Prime, well, on WTR Live, just go click the little purple button up at the top of the screen and use your free sub here. But, you know, if you don't, that's fine too. And if you're at my channel, twitch.tv/Lensward, please go ahead, give it a follow, click the purple button up at the top. Doesn't cost you anything, completely free, and I promise not to bombard you with notifications. So we're here, we're back, we're live. And y'all, I just discovered a thing on Amazon before we go do everything else. I didn't realize like the old school pencil cases were still a thing. Did anybody know that? Does anybody remember those?
Why are you on Amazon looking for pencil cases?
I'm... reasons.
Oh, I know why. Never mind. Never mind. I know.
But I didn't realize they even still made these. Like, I had one of these way back in the day. And I'm just wondering if anybody else, like, remembers them or had them. And what I'm talking about is, like, they're plastic. And you put your pencils in it. But then it has like a pencil sharpener in it and a calculator. This one's fancy. It has a calculator and it has a place to put like your paper clips or anything else that you want. Like, I didn't realize they still made these. I thought that these had gone away like a long, long damn time ago. But apparently not. They're around. They're a thing. That makes me so happy. I don't know why, but it makes me happy.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Sure. We'll go with that. So, all right. Let's do it. Tweet of the week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty, Conan O'Brien. Due to the virus, a group is urging the NCAA to play March Madness games in empty stadiums. Oops.
Oops.
That didn't age well. And the XFL said, hey, that's our thing. St. Louis Battlehawks. And this is what's tragic about the XFL getting canceled. Is definitely not our thing. P.S. We had to open up more seats for our next game. Good luck getting one. And they're showing pictures of the full stands for the Battlehawks. Like, that's what's really sad, is like cities like St. Louis got so behind their teams. So behind them. And then it's just like, wah, wah, wah. You're done. So that's sad. Austin Creed. So, like, is Mania happening? Matter of fact, is SmackDown happening tomorrow? Y'all usually know before me. Killian Dane replies, I'm still trying to figure out if we can get an XFL pitch in the PC.
Like how I said pitch, by the way.
Yeah, pitch.
Yeah.
That's why I favorited it. I'm like, it's not a pitch, but honey, you're so cute. You're so cute. That's all I have.
Ninja, sometimes I just need a Big Mac. McDonald's, this has us doing the pon pon. Lupo, but Five Guys though. Andrew Rich, fun fact, the most viewed TNA match in history is Christian Cage versus Abyss from Lockdown 2006. It was seen by 22.41 million people. Do you know why, Lindsay?
Why?
Because Hugh Laurie was watching it on his TV during an episode of House.
Ah.
That makes it the most viewed match in TNA history. Dr. Lupo, 9 days, I turned 33 years old, and that looks like two butts from above, so I'm all about it. Okay. So these next two have to do with the virus. You've been warned, okay? Not SportsCenter. Breaking, the NFL has announced it's canceling the Detroit Lions. Roger Goodell, it's nothing virus related. We just felt it was a good opportunity to put them out of their misery.
Ah, sorry, it's not funny, but it's so funny.
Liam Hackett, the World Health Organization has announced that dogs cannot contract the COVID-19. Dogs previously held in quarantine can now be released. To be clear, who let the dogs out?
Really? I mean, really?
Tweet of the week. What?
I just can't. Hey, Ash, I don't know if the pencil case would fit Omega's dice. I think his dice are a little too big for the box. Just saying. You can ask him, though.
You can ask him. So let's talk about paper.
All right, so
That seems so long ago.
I know, this feels like this was forever ago, but it was Sunday. Just so everybody's clear, that's how long this week has been, is it's felt like it's been 6 months since we've done this pay-per-view, because so much has changed and so much has happened. So this was, in theory, the last stop on the road to WrestleMania. The mania that might never be, but we'll have to see. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make light of it.
But you have to.
But I can't do anything except laugh about it at this point. Like, I just really can't.
So?
Like, that's all you can do is just find humor. That's what I do. I find humor in, like, everything, even if it's the most inappropriate situations. I tell jokes at funerals. I'm that kind of person. That's how I deal with stuff, is I find humor in things, which is generally inappropriate.
No one wants to hear
gets me in trouble.
No one wants to ever hear our conversations sometimes. Anyway.
We have the most horrible conversations at times.
We do.
And horrible in the best sense.
The Viking Raiders beat Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins on the pre-show. Yay.
That happened. That was the thing. So the show opened up, the main show opened up, I should say, with Daniel Bryan taking on Drew Gulak in a very technical, hard-hitting contest.
Very hard-hitting. Bryan, like, got dropped on his neck a few times. They went all out. It was a pure wrestling contest where both men were throwing around each other, submissions all around. Bryan got the win. Good match. They beat on each other for a while. It was fun.
I wouldn't mind having a second one of these and a third. I wouldn't mind having a whole feud between these two. Like, I would be down for that.
Make them a tag team. How about that?
I'm okay with that, too. Bryan can help Drew make his PowerPoint slides more eco-friendly.
How can you make PowerPoint slides more eco-friendly?
You don't print them.
Okay. But I thought you just used it. Okay. But then that's not PowerPoint. That's just slides.
Well, PowerPoint is the program that you build the slides in. But people still sometimes print the slides, like, sometimes individually. Sometimes on, like, groups of six. Or however many slides are in the presentation. But people are still printing them, and they're using paper. And now they can just display them on a computer in a slideshow format like they're supposed to be. Anyway, he can make them more user-friendly. How about that? More matches, tag team, something. Please do more with this, because this was a really super good, hot opener for this pay-per-view.
It was, and of course, Drew Gulak lost in his hometown.
Poor guy. Poor guy. By the way, the Philly crowd was super fun when they were fun.
When they were fun. We'll talk about them when we need to talk about them.
Beyond that, the Philly crowd was not impressed. To say the least. We did not have a run-in by Gritty either. I was so upset.
We were clamoring for one all night.
I mean, if there's ever a time where it is 100% appropriate to have a gigantic orange fuzzy monster show up at a WWE show, this was it. This was so it. Even if he's just, like, running around backstage and he runs into people, that's fine.
All right, what's next?
Up next, Gritty meets Ramblin' Rabbit, just saying. Anyway.
Okay, that's a collab I could get behind.
I would be so down for that. I would be 100% down for that, for Gritty wandering into the Firefly Funhouse and he meets Bray Wyatt, because there was no Bray Wyatt on this show. Very upsetting, but there was something to make it all right. Yeah, wonder what happened. So Andrade took on Humberto Carrillo for the WWE United States Championship. This was okay. It was very competitive. It was very back and forth.
Have you ever seen Humberto Carrillo wrestle? Have you ever seen Andrade wrestle? That's what you got. It was their typical match. And
it was good.
It was fine. It got awkward when they kept going to the outside and trying to pull up the ring mat and do spots on the ring on the floor. That got a little awkward at times, but...
That did get a little awkward, but in the end, on a technicality, and with a little help from Zelina Vega, Andrade retains his championship.
Solid.
Yeah, it was an interesting finish. It was a unique finish, as I recall.
I thought Humberto was going to get the belt. Guess not.
Yeah, I think we all did.
I think Humberto continues to just never win.
Poor Humberto. But he's so young. I know that's not an excuse, but it's like he's so young.
But he's had like four title shots in a few months, and it's like he just keeps coming up short. Anyway, what's next?
So in our first of two Elimination Chamber matches, this one for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championships, you had your champions Miz and John Morrison taking on the New Day, consisting of E and Kofi, the Usos, Heavy Machinery, Lucha House Party, which was Grand Metalik and Lindsay Dorado representing, and Dolph and Bobby.
Robert. His name's Robert.
His name is Bobby.
His name's Robert.
Bobby.
Robert.
I call him Bobby. That is his name. Anyway, between the two matches, this was the better of the two Elimination Chamber matches.
But this was a full-out Elimination Chamber match. The one later was not really a chamber match. It was more of a domination.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But yeah, this was more of a true Elimination Chamber match. You had an absolutely insane spot by Lindsay Dorado where he climbed up to the roof of the chamber and essentially threw himself off of it and did either a moonsault.
Like a shooting star press from the...
Yeah, it was. It's hard to say what it was, but he basically flung himself at the floor, and they caught him.
Moments before before climbing up, he caught himself in the cage and almost broke his legs.
Yeah, yeah. That I'm very happy he's not hurt, because that would be awkward.
That would have been awkward. Yeah.
You saw a lot of really good moments in the cell, including Heavy Machinery trying to get a hold of Dolph Ziggler. That was
great. That Heavy Machinery brought the crowd back into it after some clumsiness early on in the match.
Yeah, and Tucker can fly, y'all. Did you know that?
He flew off the cage, off the top of the pod. Then Otis.
Poor Otis. Oh my god. Okay, so Otis is going for Dolph. And Dolph is on one of the ring posts. Dolph steps out of the way, avoids Otis crashing into him, which incidentally probably would have crushed Dolph. And Otis goes through the door of the pod, through the back of the pod, and onto the floor. And he's just laying there, not moving. He's fine. Like, he's completely fine. But, like, he's not moving, and poor Tucker is like, Otis! Otis, get up!
And Otis
Buddy,
is just,
get up!
He's just dead.
He's just dead. He's just on the floor dead. And everybody's like, oh no. Because Otis just wants revenge for what Dolph did with Mandy Rose. He can't let it go. He wants to just get that vengeance so hard. And well, he paid for it. But this is what basically led to Tucker going on a rampage and just like messing everybody up because they hurt his friend.
And then he got taken out by Rude and Ziggler.
Yeah. In some ironic justice, I guess, Rude and Ziggler pin him for the win.
For the elimination, yeah.
For the elimination.
Then the Usos got rid of Ziggler and Rude. And then it brought down the Usos and New Day against Miz and Morrison. That friendship worked for a minute until it didn't.
Yeah. And in the end, you saw Miz and Morrison, in no shock to anybody, retain their titles.
They used a double pin to make sure that it was clear. They got the win. It was not the best chamber match I've ever seen, but it was fun. It was not the worst. We've had a few stinkers. This was not a stinker.
I feel like for chamber matches, it's always a little awkward when you have tag teams in there, because if you've ever seen the chamber, it's really not that big. It's the size of the ring with a little bit of extra space on the outside, so they can move around in it. And when you have as many bodies as you have in there, because I think only Lucha House Party had been eliminated by the time everybody got into the ring, there's not a lot of places to go. And you got a lot of people playing dead on the floor because there's not a lot of places to go. So tag team elimination chambers are not my favorites, but they had already sort of decided, I feel like, the challengers for the champions for the main titles. So it's like, okay, well, we have to have one title decided in the chamber, so let's go for tag team this time. And that's what they did, and so it was fine. There was nothing really wrong with it. I shouldn't say that. There were problems, but it wasn't terrible, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get to the match that everybody, like, wants to talk about. No offense to anybody else on this card. Aleister Black taking on AJ Styles, who had Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson with him, which led to the pipe bomb Monday night.
Yeah, so it was a good match. Gallows and Anderson were not interfering, which was good on their part. They stayed out of it for the most part. But then Gallows and Anderson got involved, and Aleister Black was down 3-1.
No. Before we get to that part, we have to talk about how Aleister and AJ tried to kill each other throughout this match, because they did. They tried to legit kill each other.
Yeah, they were murdering each other with weapons.
Like, this was super hard hitting, because this was no disqualification, correct?
Yep.
So, yeah, they were going all out. We saw a lot of vicious kicks from Aleister, a lot of vicious moves from AJ. I forget, what was the table spot? Somebody got flipped onto a table, is that right?
I think so.
Or did Aleister jump onto the table? I don't remember. Either way, AJ got hurt. Like, not legit hurt, but hurt in the match. And, yeah. They were definitely going to town. You could see the effects of it on AJ on Monday, where he was all bruised up from the match. But yeah, I would strongly go back and recommend going back and watching this one, because this was super good. Okay, continue.
So it was a 3-on-1 beatdown, and then out of nowhere, gong happens, light goat comes out, Then you hear another. And then the lights come back on, and then two men are on their knees in front of the Undertaker, and he's choking them.
And he's very happy about it.
He's very excited choking these two men as they're kneeling before him. Visuals, chat, visuals. So the Undertaker took care of Gallows and Anderson, and then dropped AJ Styles with a chokeslam. Then you heard another. He disappeared. AJ staggers up. Black Mass. 1, 2, 3. Aleister Black gets the victory.
This was a great use of the Undertaker. The facial expression was just unfortunate. But this was a good way to have him show up, cost AJ the match, and Aleister gets a clean pin. So, clean-ish pin. So, I was fine with this.
Yeah, I was fine with it. Good ending. Worked.
I feel like AJ came back super strong.
On Monday? Yeah.
On Monday, yeah. He more than made up for this with the promo on Monday. So, I feel like this was fine.
What's next?
Up next, we had, in another really good match, the Street Profits taking on Seth Rollins and his buddy, Murphy, for the Tag Team Championships for Raw. This was another very strong match.
Popcorn. All you can say about this one is popcorn. Kevin Owens and his popcorn.
Bless Kevin Owens. Bless him so much.
He got involved, now the Street Profits, to retain their titles.
This was another really clever use of outside interference where Rollins and Murphy don't necessarily look weak, but they can take the loss. And you set up the Mania match between Rollins and Owens.
Yeah, good stuff.
And then in the most bizarre match of the night, because I don't know how else to describe it, you had Sami Zayn, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Cesaro in a 3-on-1 handicap match taking on Braun Strowman. But the weird thing about this match was they changed the stipulation where if any one of them, being Zayn, Nakamura, or Cesaro, pins Braun Strowman, they alone are the IC champions. They're not the champion as a group, which would have been way more entertaining, but they're all individual champions. So we had a great promo backstage with these three, where Sammy's talking and Sammy's going off at the jaw, and Shinsuke and Cesaro both looking at him like, really? Really? And a little competitive nature kind of came out between the three trio because the stip got announced. And in the end, Sami Zayn pinned Braun Strowman to win his first championship on SmackDown, and I believe on the WWE main roster?
First championship on the main roster, yeah.
And he is your new Intercontinental Champion. And then he poked the bear.
He was poking the... Oh, yeah, he was poking the bear.
Sammy, honey, sweetie, don't poke the bear. Just take your title and run. And grab your friends. As many as you can carry. Because, yeah, don't poke the bear. Also, can we just talk about how Sami Zayn comes out and headbangs to Shinsuke Nakamura's music?
It's amazing.
He just absolutely rocks out to Shinsuke's music. I love it. I love what they're doing with Sammy. I know a lot of people, I think, aren't fans of it, but just that he gets to be like this is just perfect to me. He's so supportive.
He is.
He's such a good friend.
He really, really is.
And then in your main event, you had Shayna Baszler, Natalya, Liv Morgan, Asuka, Ruby Riott, and Sarah Logan vying for a shot at Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 36. Now, I'm going to call this what this actually was, which is the Shayna Baszler show. And mind you, I have no problem with it being the Shayna Baszler show. Where I took issue was how you had her do multiple quick eliminations, and there when there was this long, and I mean long gap.
There was a bit of a lull, yeah.
Because she's in the ring by herself. Asuka and Liv are in their respective pods. I think Natty had already been pinned. Natty took a really vicious knee to the face accidentally, so they got her out of there relatively quick. Ruby Riott and Sarah Logan kind of eliminated themselves, and when Liv realized she was left alone with Asuka and Shayna, Liv was like, open the back door. Open the back door. Let me out. I don't want to do this. And well...
My favorite part with the Liv thing is she's being choked out and right in front of Asuka.
Well, not even that. Before that, Shayna Baszler basically used Liv's head as a ball and bounced it off everything that she could find.
Yeah.
I mean, it was vicious.
Yeah, it was.
And then she drags Liv's corpse over to the in front of Asuka's pod and basically, like, chokes her out suspended. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Asuka's in her pod, like, bring it on. Let's go. Open the door. Let me out. Like, Asuka's raring to go. And they're just glaring at each other. And when they opened Asuka's door, they opened the wrong side, I guess. Because she's like, open the door.
Let
and they're
out.
Like,
Give me out.
And they're like, the other side's open. So she made them open the side that she was facing. And then these two just went to town on each other.
They did.
But they didn't get to go to town nearly long enough.
No, part of it was because Asuka's hands messed up, or wrist is messed up at the moment.
I want a full, and I know we've already seen it, but I want to see it again. I want a full feud match between these two at some point, because I feel like we all need that again in our lives. But in the end, Shayna Baszler, in no surprise to anybody, felled Asuka to be your number one contender for Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 36.
There you go.
In terms of the match, this was not my most favorite Elimination Chamber match that they've ever done, and it has nothing to do with the women involved in this match. It has everything to do with the timing of the match. And I'm kind of wondering if because Natty sort of got injured in it.
Natty was okay, but it was between that and Asuka's hand, it just sort of...
Yeah, it was like, it was just okay. Wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst that I've ever seen. But I really like what they're doing between Ruby Sarah and Liv. I like that. I hope that becomes a WrestleMania match at some point if we ever get WrestleMania. Or if that just becomes a feud in general, because I would be fine with that. But any overall thoughts? Any opinions?
It was a good show. It wasn't the best show. It was a show on the road to WrestleMania that who knows when it's going to happen. So, yeah, it was fine. It was overall, 8-Ball went 3-3. We both went 4-3.
We beat the 8-Ball, guys. We beat the 8-Ball. Woohoo! But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does do it for us right now. We will be back in a couple minutes with Fortnite with Friends. Because, you know, reasons. Yeah. But Saturday night, midnight-ish, we'll be back live with another edition of Sleeper Radio. SleeperLive.com. GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. I think you guys can figure out what debate is based on the date. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio is doing the all-time greatest in the Greater Than Great Debate format. Who is the greatest WrestleMania performer of all time? We'll talk about it Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews. Beyond Extreme, the brand new book. I was looking for the book. Beyond Extreme, which will be available on the 17th at Bookstores Everywhere, and a review will be available on Tuesday as well to go along with the release of the books. Check it out. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Track Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, you name it. Wherever you get the podcast, it's Track Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. Yes, free. Also, use credit code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. #ad #EpicPartner.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch. At Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD, and twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211. Make sure you visit him. And well, everybody sit tight, go take a quick break, grab a snack, grab something to drink, and come on back and sit down because we're going to grab Omega. Brent is out of town tonight, and we're going to go run around in squads and have some fun in Fortnite with friends. So, till then, you've been listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we'll see you in a few minutes. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.